Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Y'all know who George Santos is, right? With his creepy ass. If y'all don't know who he is, he's the new Republican congressman who we found out lied about his entire life. He made up a whole career as a businessman. He made up that his family was Jewish and his mom was a victim of 9/11. Ew. Do you know how much you have to lie to be known as the lying congressman? Do is lie all day. But when you ask them who is the liar, they're like, this guy. Wait till you hear about this shit he did.
Representative George Santos has allegedly stolen $3,000 in donations from a disabled homeless veteran's dying service dog. Santos allegedly used an alias to con the veteran and set up a GoFundMe page that would be deleted as soon as it hit its goal, and then Santos disappeared altogether.
Exactly. So you telling me this man didn't steal $3,000 from a dog? He didn't just steal from a service dog. He didn't just steal from a dying service dog. He stole from a disabled, homeless veteran's dying service dog? Oh my God! You evil and stupid. You gonna mess with somebody's dog? Have you not heard of John Wick? Your ass is in trouble. Mess with no veterans, dog. You know what's so crazy? This guy is so evil. I wonder if they put him in there on purpose so I can't pay attention to the other evil people. Anybody got any eyes on Marjorie Taylor Greene? What's up with that bitch? What is that bitch up to? She probably got Garfield tied up in her office. It's like, what does this man have to do to get thrown out of Congress? He's a f***ing liar. Black people don't get believed when they actually tell the truth. Barack Obama was like, hey, I was born in America. And people were like, bullshit, where's your birth certificate? And this guy was like, I was a millionaire Jewish volleyball star. And y'all like, hell yeah, put him in Congress. Sick of y'all shit.
It's been a bad week for George Santos. Or as he calls it, a good week. He's already been caught in like 50 lies. He lied about his career, he lied about his name, he lied about running a pet charity, and now he's getting caught in a new lie.
According to an ex-friend of George Santos's from Brazil, the openly gay New York congressman used to perform in drag back in the day and even had his own drag queen persona named Kitara.
Photos and video reveal that Santos performed in drag several times over at least 3 years, despite his claim that it was something he did just once for fun.
Congressman, were you ever a drag queen in Brazil?
No, I was not a drag queen in Brazil, guys. I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life.
Yeah.
sue me for having a life? No, man, we should sue you for lying. But the drag queen part is pretty cool. I like Katara. Katara, you stay. George Santos, sashay away. Now, with all these lies, it's no surprise that 59% of New Yorkers want him to resign. But that does raise the question, how could it only be 59%? Who are the people who don't want him to resign? Well, lucky for us, they just released an ad.
You've probably been hearing a lot in the media about our new congressman, George Santos. But now it's time that you hear from us, the people who voted for him.
We here in New York's 3rd District voted for Congressman Santos because he's a fighter. And not just as a politician, but as a boxer who beat Muhammad Ali in 1972. It's a great fight.
Come on! I stand with George Santos because when my apartment building was collapsing, he held it up with one arm.
I support George Santos because, simply put, he's a war hero. Who also invented the window.
I'm voting for Santos because he cares about seniors. And as an 87-year-old woman, that's important to me.
I stand with the brother George Santos because he invented the cure for COVID. Just wish he had done it before I died from it.
I stand with Santos. Yep, even me. Academy Award winner Morgan Freeman.
As a Christian woman who's never had sex because I'm saving myself for marriage, I know George Santos shares my values.
Why do I support George Santos? Because we're both proudly Jewish. Jew-ish.
I stand with George Santos. Now watch me eat this meatball sandwich.
I stand with George Santos, who's Anthony DeVolder.
I stand with Anthony Santos DeVolder.
George Santos. I stand with George Santos.
I stand with George Costanza.
Anthony DeVito.
George Michael.
John Stamos.
Whatever his name may be. I'm with him. I'm with her. I'm with him.
Can I call him Rick? I want to say Rick. I stand with Rick.
Y'all know who he is.
Paid for with money you sent to a dying dog, probably.
Hey guys, it's Desi, back again with another breakdown of plastic surgery trends in Republican congressmen. Today we're going to talk about Anthony DeVolder, or as he's more commonly known by his stage name, Congressman George Santos. And I just want to remind you guys that I'm speculating to the best of my ability about plastic surgeries. I'm here to try and tell you the truth, unlike George Santos, who lied about his mother being a victim of 9/11. Let's get into it. So in this old photo of Santos, we see that he has an undefined jaw, thinner lips, and a haircut that says, I lied about starting an animal charity. But in this most recent photo, we see that Santos has made some really nice changes. First off, he's definitely gotten filler for his nasolabial folds, and you can tell that because his cheeks appear much more full, unlike his political resume, which has consisted of lies about where he went to school. Next, I can see that he's got some lip filler, and I love the amount that he's gotten. It's subtle. I think it really adds to his whole drag queen who's pretending he was never a drag queen vibe. Just perfect. Lastly, Santos has a significant amount of Botox done on his forehead. Now, Botox prevents wrinkles by not letting your skin fold, kind of like how George Santos refuses to fold to the many requests he's gotten asking him to resign. Anyways, that's all I have for you guys today. I'm gonna try to make some more videos for you next week, so definitely comment below and let me know who you'd like to see.
Earlier this week, he was roasted at the State of the Union by Utah Senator and Silver Fox Mitt Romney. And apparently, Georgie didn't appreciate it.
Meanwhile, Santos is firing back at Senator Mitt Romney after they clashed at the State of the Union. Romney said Santos should be embarrassed and should have sat in the back and stayed quiet.
It's not the first time in history that I've been told to shut up and go to the back of the room, especially by people who come from a privileged background. And I think it's reprehensible that the senator would say such a thing to me in the demeaning way he said it. It wasn't very Mormon of him. That's what I can tell you.
You can't complain about people coming from a privileged background when you dress like young Sheldon. You're saying that wasn't very Mormon? Mitt Romney is so Mormon that whatever he does is the Mormon thing to do. He is the king of the Mormons. All Mormons are mad at you right now, and as a Jewish person, I'm going to take a leap of faith and speak on behalf of all Jews and say, we're mad at you too. Even the Dalai Lama is like, oh, this motherfucker? I like how he says it's not the first time he's been told to go to the back of the room. It sounded like he was about to say, African Americans like me were told to go to the back for years, but we said no. At the same time, though, George Santos is an absolute bitch, and I love it.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
George Santos. Now, he just started his first term in Congress, and absolutely no one wants him to run again. His constituents are embarrassed by him. Republicans want him to go away. Even the Dalai Lama said he wouldn't suck his tongue with a 10-foot pole. Which means there's only one thing a real alpha male would do.
Embattled Republican and New York Congressman George Santos going back on his word that he wouldn't run for re-election. Instead, he launched his campaign for re-election on his 100th day in office.
It's a beautiful day here in Washington, D.C. It's a great day to be an American. It's a great day to be a Republican. And it's a great day to announce re-election.
Santos is under local, state, federal, and international investigation.
Say what you want about Santos, but it's uber alpha to run for re-election when you're as unpopular as he is. He's so unpopular, his campaign had to refund more donation than it's taken in. True, which means he's technically raised negative $3,000. You gotta give it to George Santos. He's the only elected official who's effectively taken money out of politics.
When I first started talking with people about guest hosting The Daily Show, I said, you know, what I really want to do is spotlight some great Latinos in American society. And I think, Because I think it's so important to use my position to uplift la raza, you know? So let's spin the wheel and see who our first subject is gonna be. Santos, God help me. Well, you know what? To be fair, we can't really take blame for this guy because we don't even know if he's really Latino or not. Okay? All right, so what do you do now?
Congressman George Santos struck a deal with prosecutors in Brazil to settle a charge that he defrauded a shop clerk out of $1,300 worth of clothing and shoes. Under the deal, Santos will formally confess to the 2008 crime and pay damages to the victim. A lawyer for Santos requested the deal in lieu of a trial, arguing that Santos is now gainfully employed and resocialized. Those are his words. In 2010, the congressman told police that he wrote bad checks from a checkbook that he stole from an elderly man who his mother was caring for in order to purchase the items.
Wow. Wow, what a gigantic ass. Which I know Brazilians are usually into, but not like this. Oh, that offends you? Come on. In a way, you have to respect Santos, though. A lot of Republicans just want to end Social Security, but Santos has the balls to take an old man's wallet directly from his pocket. He actually stole from an elderly man his mother was caring for. And that's on top of stealing from a homeless veteran's dying dog. Is there no bottom? Is there nothing too low for this guy? George Santos sees a Make-A-Wish kid and he says, oh, that's a jackpot.
I'm talking about the broke, millionaire, half-black, gay, Jewish volleyball star drag queen, George Santos. Believe it or not, his resume keeps growing. Just this week, he's been accused of groping an aide. And I will say, this is the first thing about him that makes him sound like he does belong in Congress. Things are really starting to click for him. But before we could even let that sink in, we got hit with this other crazy lie.
Meanwhile, George Santos was also a Broadway producer. At least that's what the embattled lawmaker allegedly told potential donors when he was running for office in 2021. Bloomberg reports Santos told supporters that he was a producer on the short-lived Broadway production Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark. The office of the play's producer confirmed that Santos did not work on it. The play only ran for a short time and was plagued with technical issues and actor injuries. It lost millions of dollars during its run and, frankly, a curious choice for Santos to lie about. A spokesman for the show said, quote, of all the tribulations the producers of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark had to endure, we are very pleased, proud, and relieved to report that working with George Santos is not one of them.
I do not get this dude. How could he lie so much and not get better at lying? Like, why would you pick the most embarrassing Broadway show to lie about? That's like saying, you heard of the Titanic? I was the captain. But maybe this guy is smarter than he looks, because each new scandal makes you forget about the last one. I've already forgotten that he stole money from a dead dog. That's right, you heard me. He stole from a dog and then ghosted that dog. Who ghosts a dog? We've only known this guy for like 5 weeks. How are we already on season 19 of his scandals? I feel like I need to put his scandals to like a We Didn't Start the Fire so I can remember them. 9/11, volleyball, Spider-Man, dead dog.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.